Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast. I'm Jessica Chasmore. Tonight's topic, academia gone wild, and where else to look other than Evergreen College in Olympia, Washington. Now, if you don't know about this story yet, I am about to blow your mind because every day that goes by reaches a new level of insanity where these leftist rabble-rousers have taken over the campus for the past 14 days and counting. The story originally broke at the Washington Times by my colleague, Bradford Richardson, after a mob of students cornered a white professor and berated him for declining to leave campus in observance of the school's official day of absence, which is a day when all white people are asked to stay home. Biology professor Brett Weinstein, like most thinking adults, thought that that request was completely ridiculous. He showed up to work as planned, and he also emailed students explaining why he was coming to campus and why he was not going to comply with that request, saying, and I quote, "On a college campus, one's right to speak or to be should never be based on skin color." And that seems pretty commonsensical. I mean, that sounds like something that any professor would say. But no, because this is a new generation of leftists who seek segregation under the guise of safe spaces. And the funny twist of this story is that Mr. Weinstein, the white professor, is a liberal who often speaks out against racism and for civil rights protections for all people. His injustice, however, is being a middle-aged white male, and white men, as we all know, have absolutely no business white-splaining their opinions about race in America. So apparently his email voicing his decision to stay on campus during the school's No Whites Day was in turn the act that was seen as egregiously racist, and several videos showed these students, many of them white, hurling the F word and yelling all sorts of accusations about white supremacy and privilege and every other leftist buzzword you can conceive of. The video of the first day of this occupation, which is what it's turned into, it is an occupation of this campus, a video of it, or part of it at least, leaked on YouTube, and it showed protesters screaming at Mr. Weinstein, not allowing him to speak. And after several minutes, these tantrum throwers, they marched out of the school building where they were met by police who have actually since been instructed by the university to stand down. Evergreen student Blake Vincent wrote about the encounter with police on Facebook, and I'm going to quote this. It's awesome. "The students, fearful for their lives, began retreating toward the library and ultimately ended up in the Trans and Queer Center / Unity Lounge, trying to stay safe. The white students were then delegated to spread throughout the library floor and watch for police potentially surrounding the building." End quote. The students then barricaded the entrances of the library and issued a list of demands. And guess what happened next? Enter University President George Bridges. After being held hostage by protesters for hours in his office, and even Mr. Weinstein actually said that George Bridges had to be assigned student escorts just to use the bathroom during this time. George Bridges, he emerged from this hostage situation and announced that no students would be punished for their involvement, and he promised to fulfill their demands, including instituting a new student conduct code, improving the quality of faculty evaluations, and enacting annual sensitivity training for all faculty. Mr. Bridges' his speech, it began, "I'm George Bridges, I use he, him pronouns," and it thanked the protesting students for voicing their concerns and praised their, quote, passion. Meanwhile, Mr. Weinstein, the professor, has been bullied off campus, and he is getting instructions by the police to hold his classes off campus for an unforeseen period of time because they cannot ensure his safety because they've been instructed to stand down. Mr. Weinstein reported that a mob of students had started checking individual vehicles on campus looking for him. Classes today were actually Yeah, classes today were canceled for the third consecutive weekday because the situation there is so unstable. And it even gets worse because now more than 50 faculty members at Evergreen are calling on the administration to start a disciplinary investigation against Mr. Weinstein. And they want to gag him, saying that he has endangered the student protesters for explaining the situation to the press. Let that sink in a bit. This is Lord of the Flies goes to college. These feral adult babies are literally being rewarded for their bad behavior, and the real adults in the room are allowing themselves to be manipulated and held hostage. And there is absolutely no one to blame but the academic elite who bred these monsters. The perfect example is another one of these videos out of Evergreen showing these spoiled pipsqueaks berating President Bridges, who is white, for daring to move his hands around as he spoke. And of course, Mr. Bridges, so clouded by his own white guilt, capitulated repeatedly, and the video showed him throwing his hands to his sides to correct himself. Now, I'm sorry, but if someone moving their hands while they speak is threatening to you, then there is no cult deprogramming effective enough to prepare you for real life. You are absolutely beyond rehabilitation. And the kids in these videos are so outraged that they leaked online that they're calling it a form of bullying and petitioning YouTube to have the videos taken down. And YouTube, in turn, has actually apparently caved to the censorship demands and deleted some of the videos, citing the website's harassment and bullying policies. Actually, one video posted under the username of Best of Evergreen, thank you, Best of Evergreen, has survived the scrubbing, the censorship so far, and I will be including that below this podcast for your viewing pleasure. Now, I'm 31 years old, and I feel like I am 100 watching some of this crap. I was at the University of Florida just in 2011, and nothing like this was going on. This is a new wave form of Jim Jones mind control. We spend thousands upon thousands of dollars to ship our kids off to these social justice kiddie camps, only to have them come out as these entitled babies saddled with the world's grievances and a mountain of debt. They spend 4 years in a liberal incubator earning a degree in eternal victimhood, only to come out demanding free healthcare, slavery reparations, minimum living wage, and student loan forgiveness. Mr. Weinstein last week complained on Joe Rogan's podcast, which I will include below because it's very interesting. It's a really good podcast. It's long. It's about like 2.5 hours long, which is kind of ridiculous, but it's interesting, so I will include it below. But Mr. Weinstein, he complains about being accused of something that he's fought his whole life against. You hear that, folks? It's the world's smallest violin playing just for Mr. Weinstein. These kids didn't come up with this nonsense on their own. It comes from years of indoctrination from liberal educators telling students that the world owes them something. It's fostered an environment where they're no longer seeking equality. They want to completely turn the tables. That's the end game, the marginalization of white people. If you're white, you can't talk about race. You can't raise your hands when you talk. And you know what? You can't come to class either. And white liberals roll over for it because they think they deserve it. It's a never-ending cycle of racism. Mr. Weinstein told Joe Rogan that the bar for being a racist has gotten so low that one can't help but trip over it. But excuse me if I withhold my sympathy for someone who has directly contributed to that environment. You made this bed, academia. Now lie in it.